Yeah, they definitely have a lot of weapons, but, you know, we still did, I thought, some uncharacteristic things on defense. You know, didn't work as hard as we should have getting around screens and help side defense. You know, we didn't do a great job tonight, and you can't do that against teams like that, because they know how to capitalize their experienced teams, and when they you know, sense weakness in the opposition, they definitely take advantage of it, and they capitalize on a lot of our mistakes tonight.
Up by two, and then they go on a big run in that first half. You know, I guess the goal of you guys three was kind of get back in, but you guys never seen an opportunity to kind of make that run. You had to. Talk about not being able to make that run.
Well, you know, I think one of the good things they do well is that when a team is down, when they have a team on the ropes, they go for the knockout and do a good job of doing that. And that was just what they did tonight against us. You know, they went on a little run and didn't give us the chance to get back in the game. I think some stretches we were settling for jump shots, shooting some contested shots and some quick shots that kind of got them in their transition game and kind of got them their up-tempo level of play going. And that's just where we made mistakes. You know, I think we kind of played into their hands a little bit down the stretch, the runs they made.
Ryan, if anything, do you take from this one? How do you just shrug this one off and move forward?
I think there's definitely a lot of things that we can learn from. Coach said we're going to watch every play tomorrow and just learn from it. But I think the positive thing is, you know, we still have 17 games left in the rest of the season. So this is something that we can definitely learn from, big learning experience for us. And, you know, the first part of the season, we thought we've done a pretty good job, put ourselves in pretty good in position. But this one was a game that got away from us early, something we could definitely learn from. And moving forward, we can definitely take a lot of things from this game. It's definitely a wake-up call and definitely something we needed.
How does Aldridge compare to some of the other big guys you've dealt with?
Aldridge, he's very unique in that, you know, he's 6'11", and he has a very long wingspan. So, you know, I haven't played against many guys like that since I've been playing basketball at all. And, you know, it's very hard to simulate that in a practice setting also. So, you didn't know really what to expect coming in.
When we get a little frustrated, you know, trying to post up down low, on the block, it seemed like, you know, anytime you did get the ball in the post, that you weren't able to do anything, and then sometimes you were trying to get down low and then you were getting pushed back out up top.
Yeah, I think they're big guys. You know, they're very strong. You know, I think it's the conference they play in, the Big 12. They're very experienced also. They got the five starters back from last year, plus a very good freshman in Xavier Henry. So, you know, they're experienced, they're strong, and, you know, it's pretty tough down there.
When the fans are getting on you to shoot, does that affect you at all on the court?
What's that?
The fans in the first half, they're kind of getting on you to shoot. Does that affect you at all?
Not really. You know, I don't think they knew how tough it was down there playing against Cole Aldridge. So it didn't affect me that much.
You guys learn from every game. What do you take from this? What do you take from this game?
You know, first of all, I think this is going to motivate us. It lets us know how hard we have to work, you know, to compete at a level, at such a high level like this. You know, they came out juiced up and were ready to go from the start. And the level of intensity and focus that they had is something that we can definitely take away from and moving forward here. They're just, as you can see, they're a tremendous team. And, you know, that's definitely one of the things we could take from this game is how hard we have to work, how hard we have to compete every possession on the court. And it's only going to make us better. We look forward to the upcoming games.
Ryan, you play anybody as quick as Collins?
No, I think the matchup of his quickness and strength all in one, you know, one person is definitely an asset for him. It has an advantage. We play against, you know, quick guards. Taylor Battle comes to mind, but I think his strength with his quickness and ball handling is I think that strength is that key factor that helps him, you know, get to the basket and get in, play well in traffic. So with that particular combination, no, I haven't played anybody before like that.